This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Bruins have won two straight on their tour of Western Canada. That was in Calgary the other night.
That's there, right.
Mm-hmm. Is where that game was. Bruins right the ship. They win in overtime. David Pastrnak with the OT winner there. And for more on the Bees on a Bruins Thursday in the final hour of Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, it's Andrew Raycroft in Nesson. He's brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. What's up, Razor? How we doing?
What's up? Happy afternoon. Everyone good?
Yes. Oh, we're very, very good. The Bruins are doing better after their victory the other night. Look, Rocky, to start this road trip, outscored 13-2. They play better these last couple of games. What's the difference been in your mind?
Oh, well, they haven't taken penalties. That's the big one. Both of those blowout games, they took six penalty minutes within the first 12 minutes of both games. So you're on the road, you're grinding, and against two pretty good opponents, and you're behind the eight ball right out of the gate. So they minimized that the last two games. Much better starts, much better, much more discipline, and just getting back to that defensiveness that they've had since Joe Sacco became coach, other than those two games on the road.
So Elias Lindholm had a goal and assist against one of his former teams. Actually, the game before that, he had an assist against another former team. Still sitting at, what, 4 goals, 12 assists, and 33 games for Lindholm, who was a guy I was excited about when they got him. I thought he was going to be a bit of an upgrade. Is this somebody that they can rely on, or is this just like a little bit of a blip because he's maybe motivated against former teams?
Well, hopefully it's not that. Hopefully it's him getting used to and getting over the pressure, signing the big deal, and coming here with the expectations. I don't think he's a 40-goal guy. He's done that once in his career, but he certainly has the talent to, and needs to be, with that contract, a 20 to 30 guy. So if he can pace out that way the rest of the season, the Bruins have been able to survive his lack of goal scoring. But the fact he's got a goal and two and assists in the last couple of games, hopefully it's more of, all right, I'm starting to feel good, starting to understand where I need to go and the patterns out on the ice, and he gets on a bit of a roll here the last 50 games of the season.
We ask you this every time you come on, but Jeremy Swayman, you know, it's a couple of good games here. It's a bad goal there, mixed in with a bad game after the couple of good ones. It's been up and down, and mostly really down on balance this season. What have you seen from him over the last week plus, and what's your confidence level that he can right the ship and really look like the Jeremy Swayman from a year ago?
Well, I love this week. I love him giving up. I don't love him giving up 8 goals, but I love the fact that he bounced back from that and played a really solid game in Vancouver. The guys obviously played great in front of him, didn't need much. I thought against Calgary, he made some big saves when they were down 2-1, when they were down 3-1, a big breakaway save in the third to keep them in it. So I like his resiliency this week. He still isn't getting all of the breaks. We just heard the Lomberg goal. Deflected right on the tape to Lomberg. So it hasn't gone real smoothly for him, but I like his fight. I like his bounce back, and I think he continues to grow his game. Of course, when April, March comes, it's got to be back to what it was last season, but I think he's working into that, and I think the season's going to dictate that a little bit.
So the Bruins face Connor McDavid tonight, and you know, still young, but this is his 10th year in the league. Is he the greatest player of all time, and or does he have a chance to become the greatest player of all time?
Well, I would say, it's blasphemy for me to say that compared to Wayne Gretzky. I mean, Wayne's the greatest of all time, but I think the actual skill, talent, skating ability, there's no one better. And I think the big thing for me is, there has never been a gap between the best player and the second best player quite the same as what Connor's done compared to everyone else in the league. Wayne always had Mario Lemieux or Jaromir Jagr, or this is different. Like, you watch Connor McDavid, turn the TV on tonight, folks, at least for the first period, to watch him skate. You know exactly when he's on the ice because he is faster and better than everybody else. So for me, I'm not... I think his level of play is better all time, but for me, Wayne's still the best player overall, kind of like the Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes thing, right? Like, Mahomes probably is playing at a higher level, but Tom Brady's still the greatest, similar to McDavid and Gretzky.
Well, we always attach, you know, winning the Super Bowl to the quarterback, or like in the NBA, like if you're the best player, there's really not a lot of excuses. Like, you need to win it. And like, the best player in the NBA really can control it, just like the quarterback can. How do you view it in hockey? Like, the best player at some point probably has to get a lot of pressure to win it. I know, like, eventually with Ovechkin, right, there was a lot of like, oh, Ovechkin hasn't won it. Then he did. He broke through. But if you're the best player, especially if there's this big gap, and I agree with you, it seems like there is a big gap between he and the next best guy. At what point, or unless you think it's already there, is he going to start to get a lot of pressure to win the whole? I know they were close last year, but win the whole thing.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's certainly you're not graded the same way in hockey. I agree 100%. Football and basketball, especially, it's the best player dictates so much more. There's so many more circumstances with hockey. You need so many more variables, and you need 19 other guys to be good. But to your point, you do need to win it once. If he goes 22 years in the NHL and second most points all time and 9 MVPs and doesn't win it, it will be a big disappointment, no question. But he does still have a lot of time. And really, I like, to your point, again, which is a really good one, is that you only have to kind of win it once in hockey. Like Ovechkin, he won it once, and that's always – it's never going to – you never go to him and say, well, he should have won three. You win one in hockey, it does really go away, and you don't need to win four or five or six like Patrick Mahomes does. Mm-hmm.
Talking to Andrew Raycroft of Nesson, the Razor. He joins us every Bruins Thursday here on Jones and Keefe. I was just looking up all the top goaltending cap hits in the league. Shesterkin's number one at 11.5. He has not had a good year. Bobrovsky, $10 million. You know, they won the cup with him. Is that a contract they're happy with? Vasilevskiy's in the top 10 goals against. Hellebuck leads the league in goals against. Then you get into Sorokin, Swayman, Allmark, who's actually played better. Will there be a hesitance to pay the next goalie coming up based on how some of these contracts have worked out to this point?
No, there won't be now. There was 3 or 4 years ago. That's going to change. The cap's going up, and it's going to continue to go up, and it's going to go up in a big way. Like, we're talking $3-4 million a year kind of from now on, or at least for the foreseeable future. So the NHL salary cap's going to climb up over $100 million pretty quickly here from all the numbers, and that will allow you to, you know, I think you still stick around that 10% of the cap you want to spend on goaltending is kind of the sweet spot. So the numbers are going to go up for the goaltenders. We saw that with Swayman. We, like, four guys signed $8 million deals this year. That hasn't happened. And then, of course, the Shesterkin deal. So I don't think the dollars itself are going to go up, but that's, you're really looking at the percentage of the cap going to goaltenders, and I think that kind of is falling in place with the cap going up at that 10% number.
How would you grade out the Joe Sacco sort of era here? You know, we knew there was a soft spot in the schedule when he first took over. Then you have this big road trip, and if you just add it up all together, you think, you know, Cam Neely, Don Sweeney, and guys like that are satisfied with how things have gone, at least in this short term?
I do. They're 9-4, which is great. But on top of it, it's just they've gotten back to their identity. They've played. They're just a better They're a better team than what they were prior to Joe Sacco taking over. There's a little more of a focus on the things that they do well: defense, penalty killing, and I think they're growing their game better. And I think you hear it in the players too. Brad talked about it after last game, the belief to actually come back in these games like they did the other night, the confidence that they're starting to gain within each other and with each other. So no, I think it turned out to be a good move, a good timely move to this point. But of course, it's all about how the next 3 months go at the end of the day and getting into the playoffs and having a run then.
Good question from the Twitch chat. When do you expect Patra back
really?
Up? I know it's very surprising. I know, but when do you expect Patra back up? He's been on a tear in Providence. Yeah. You know, the Bruins need all the help they can get, at least on balance this year in the scoring department. Would you expect him back soon?
I don't. I don't expect them soon, barring an injury or for another reason. But
bad question by the Twitch chat. I take it back.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
No. It is a good question. It is a good question. I think he's still just 20 years old, and he's hoping to finish his entire first pro season ever. Last year, of course, it got cut short with the shoulder injury right around this time last year. This is a development move. They don't want him to not score. And the fact I think that the best part about this is that we are talking about him a lot. You can get sent to the minors and never come back. I know a lot of guys that started out great, like he did as a young kid, go to the minor and never really figure out how to be a pro. So the fact that he's gone down there, the fact that he's on a tear is a good thing. If he continues on a tear, at some point he forces them to call him up, but I think they're more than happy to let him develop and let him feel great about his game. And if it's in another couple of months he gets called up, or even at the start of next year and he scores 40 goals in the minors the rest of the way, he'll be more ready to be that guy at this level in the NHL.
Do you have any big plans for Boxing Day? And for us dumb Americans, what is Boxing Day?
Yeah, good question.
Thank you.
Boxing Day is the day after Christmas, December 26th. It's a day of relaxation and getting over the Christmas. Of course, in Canada, there's lots of Boxing Day sales and people go out and shop. It's kind of like Black Friday, not to the same level, but to the Canadian level.
Cash
the rebates, bring their new stuff in, get the exchange of the gifts they don't really like but had to act like it the day before, and get the store credit.
Oh,
for myself,
it's a polite Canadian return your gift day what it is. I really appreciate this,
like,
and so I'm going to bring it back in a polite way. That makes sense, huh?
And you do it nice and quickly so no one recognizes. That's kind
that's
of the
smart.
Way. There you go.
We should do that here.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, you run into, you run into your Nesson coworkers there when you're showing up at like a Best Buy or whatever. They're like, oh, wait a minute, what are you doing here?
No, I just got two of these.
I love this. It's my favorite.
Not. Yeah.
Are you big on the inflatables? We were just doing an inflatable store in Kiefer Madness.
Oh,
our coworker, Andy Hart, very big on it.
Yeah.
You got the house all decorated there, Racer?
We have, a little decorated. Not nearly as much as what my daughter would like. I mean, I had to put the tree up and do the inside of the house. So, I've got the garland, some of the lights, but not the inflatables. Although, that Grinch is awesome. Like, I really appreciate the fact you're dressing up as a Grinch and stealing other people's Santas. Like, that's kind of funny to me. And it would be really funny, right? It'd be really funny if you just do it to like your buddies' houses. Like that is a great prank. I'm thinking about putting a Grinch mask on and stealing inflatables just to hear them complain over the next couple of days.
That is a good idea. Also, last thing for me, where do you stand on eggnog?
No. I used to like it, but I think as I've gotten older, couple poor experiences. The other thing is, it only kind of goes with rum, right? And I do not do rum. Do you do like eggnog and vodka?
So I do spiced rum mostly, but you can do brandy, you can do bourbon, and you can do like vodka with Kahlua. Fitzy's big on that. It's called the Yellow Russian. Mm. You do eggnog, vodka, Kahlua, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. You can put whatever you want in there.
Eggnog and a Caesar razor. That's what you got to have.
No. That's not good at all. So no, the spiced rum and the rum is not good for me. I have a poor tolerance. My genetics. I don't do well with rum.
That's what it is.
Your limitations.
Like,
that's smart.
Yeah, that's like, it's like me and Goldschlager.
Water, you get angry, right?
Yeah.
Like you can't do it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Razor, good chat. If we don't talk to you again before Christmas, holidays, Boxing Day, merry to you. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, you guys too. Have a great holiday. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Razor.
From
Andrew
my
Raycroft.
Experience.
Genetically, he can't handle the rum.
No, it's not genetically. What happened was he must have had one or two horrible experiences.
No. I understand exactly what he's talking about. Yeah.
From my experience and like friends and people that I know, I think everybody actually likes spiked eggnog. It's just you may have been overserved at a certain party, and then now you're like, that like creamy alcoholic drink, you're like, I'm suddenly out.
That's not like with any drink
coming up.
The problem is if you're making it yourself.
Yeah.
like the first one will be, you know, close to perfect.
Yep. Yeah.
But then you get a little loose and it becomes a little bit more of a heavy pour. Heavy and then you don't realize how sick you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, if you're sick on eggnog, horrible. You're just like throwing
bad association.
Mississippi 3, Mississippi 4, Mississippi 5, Mississippi 6, Mississippi 7, Mississippi 8, Mississippi.
How many drinks was that for?
That was sangria for two.
All right.
Oh, for two. Oh, split that in half.
Share that.
Yeah, you can share that
you
one.
You can share that
two
one.
Two straws.
And I'm supposed to, what, it's an ounce? Am I supposed to assume every
one
second
Mississippi
is,
no, three Mississippis is probably an ounce. Maybe one Mississippi.
Well, I think it's
Where's
a Mississippi.
John Taffa?
I think it's a Mississippi per ounce.
I don't have one of those fancy.
Three
like,
Mississippis is an ounce? No chance.
No, it's probably
Did
more
you hear
than,
that thing? It was like a gallon.
Listen.
Yeah, that was like a bucket.
Sounds like someone taking a leak.
But then, yeah, it kind of does. But though, that was something. So then the sangria, not a holiday thing. The sangria, though, that's vodka, flavored vodka, peach schnapps. That's
one
like
Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five Mississippi, six Mississippi, seven Mississippi, eight Mississippi.
Right, you popped out that plastic thing at the top of the
bottle. You don't need that. Just slows it down. That's we don't have time for that.
Yeah, you don't need.
I don't need that thing. No, getting in the way.
Hopefully they're not a sponsor here. Goldschlager. But Goldschlager is the one where, you know.
Did you ever have Goldschlager?
Those gold flakes are not so good coming up. You're picking the gold flakes out of your teeth. I can't even.
It's real gold.
I can't look at. Yeah, I can't even imagine how much money I wasted on throwing that up.
I try to filter out the gold and then resell it back. Like, how much for this gold?
Yeah.
How much for this?
So is that like a, you had a bad experience, never drank it again? Then?
I couldn't even look at it again. Yeah,
that was my doers for me.
Doers.
Yeah, night of quarters really didn't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not saying any over. They're all
no,
good with you.
Know, limoncello.
Like
steel
limoncello.
It was one of those things where it was like late, and then like the only thing left was the limoncello, and then that was like
I know that game.
And Irish car bombs, I can't do. I've told that story before. St. Patrick's Day gone real wrong.
My first
too many Irish car bombs.
My first Irish car bomb. I didn't know you were supposed to drink it fast. It curdled on me.
Oh, you took a sip.
I was sipping on it. Not a good experience either.
Like, this is Although, really looks strange.
Ironically, I've gone back to the car bomb since then. I don't mind those. But the first car bomb I ever had, I didn't realize that was the method. I was just sipping
on a
curdled.
Yeah, spike slam. Poor spike slam.
Car bomb. No one told me.
The Goldschlager reminds me of, there was, remember Jägermeister?
Yes.
Which I'm sure is still, it's like deer blood is what they call it.
I still like Jägermeister.
But you could mix the two.
Yeah.
And they called it like liquid cocaine.
No.
Goldschlager with Jägermeister.
Yeah, I think that's what it was called.
I thought it was like a Starry Night. That's like a nicer name for it.
Yeah, maybe that is a more PC name for it. But you'd put the two together.
Liquid what?
Cocaine. Cocaine. You'd put the two together, and really, it kind of gave you like a fresh breath. It would give you like a really nice kind of spearminty.
A Starry.
Until you tossed.
Breath
was amazing until you threw up.
Yeah, blah, blah.
A Starry left. Night is a Jägermeister and a Goldschlager, also known as a liquid cocaine.
Oh, it says that?
No, no, I'm quoting you.
Yeah, some idiot told me that.
I don't see that anywhere, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
But those were good. That was when you were doing well. You know, in college, like, guys, we fell into a couple extra bucks. We're not drinking Keystone Lights this weekend. We're drinking Goldschlager and Jägermeister.
It was gold in it. There's gold flakes in there.
Put the gold aside.
The gold gets in there. Yeah. It kind of cuts into you. Alcohol absorbs into your system faster.
Why are they putting gold in the drink?
That's what I heard.
They cut you?
That's what I heard in college. They said the gold gives you a little nick. And next thing you know, it absorbs into your system.
Captain Crunch. Pop Rocks and soda.
Yeah, do that. You're fine.
That's true.
Chew these Captain Crunches and then take a shot of this vodka. It'll go right into the blood.
I should blame my genetics for that, though. I can't, like Razor did. I don't have the genetics to handle the gold flakes. Yeah. That's what I'm going to start doing more. Blame my parents. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Quite a discussion on a Bruins Thursday. If you missed any of Razor, it'll be up on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free. Easy. You won't miss any of WEEI this holiday season with the Odyssey app on your phone. WEEI Afternoons comes your way. At 2 o'clock, we'll check in with them, see what they have coming up. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Have you found
Grab Bag?
No.
I didn't know I was supposed to be looking for him, so.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Cost for Kids. The Celtics and Bruins return to action tonight, both teams looking to make it a three-game winning streak. At 7:30, the Celtics host the Bulls. Kristaps Porzingis, Sam Hauser, and Xavier Tillman are all questionable for tonight's game. Bruins are in Edmonton to close out their West Coast road trip. Puck drop for Bees and Flames is at 9 o'clock. Patriots are back on the practice field as preparations continue for Sunday's matchup against the Bills in Buffalo. And week 16 in the NFL begins with a Thursday night football matchup between the Broncos and Chargers. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM, and Westwood One's coverage will begin at 7:30. Don't waste time trying to get rid of your old or broken car. Cars for Kids is the easiest and fastest way to donate your car and get a tax deduction. Go to carsforkids.org today. That's cars with a K. I'm Billy Landy. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.